It's beginning to rain, 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 to the voice of our Father. Saying, whosoever will come drink of this water, I promise to pour my Spirit out on your sons and your daughters. If you're thirsty and dry, look up to the sky. It's beginning to rain.
Hello, friends. This is Tex Mars, inviting you to worship with us today at Bible Home Church, coming to you from Austin, Texas. What a glorious day it is. You know, every day with Jesus Christ in your heart, it is glorious. I do believe that. Sometimes we get a little down, we get a little depressed, but you know, those occasions don't last long because we know the sunlight is going to come up tomorrow morning. And I'll tell you, the real sunny morning is going to be that day when we wake up in heaven. Of course, some of you may not wake up in heaven. You might just be brought straight up. It's already bright as day. You know, that's one thing about heaven. There's going to be a lot of light there. A lot of light. I've always thought about that. It says, by the way, in the Bible, in 2 Thessalonians chapter 2, that when Jesus returns, he will destroy the son of perdition with the brightness of his coming. Can you imagine? You know, when they have a eclipse of the sun, as they do on very rare occasions, they say that it's very dangerous for you to look directly into the sun to watch that, you know, that astronomical event, because it can damage, it can literally sear the cornea of your eye and take away your eyesight, render you blind. Think of the light that is Jesus Christ. Just his coming, his appearance alone, and the son of perdition is destroyed. The brightness of his coming, it says. Now that's what I call some light. And it's no wonder then the Bible says he is the light of the world. The way, the truth, the life, and he's the light of this world. And what a light that is. It's a sad thing, though. The Bible says that most people prefer the darkness. They prefer the darkness. I've never been able to understand that. Well, today we're going to talk about something really glorious and something full of light, and it has to do with numbers. Now, if you're like me, mathematics was never my most favorite subject. I never did like it. And you know, the interesting thing was the teacher said I was pretty good at it. In fact, I remember when I was just a young fella in school, they gave us these aptitude tests. And, you know, then they said, you know, what career fields you'd be good at. And I think certified public accountant was number one for me. They said you'd make a good CPA. Well, as Wanda would tell you, I don't even like to balance the checkbook. I give her all of that, and she does a great job of it. I don't even know. I assume all our bills are being paid and everything. Wanda takes care of the checkbook, you know. And thank God I've got a honest gal there, you know, taking care of me. Knowing whether we're going to make it to this payday or not, we haven't had any problem at all. And so I don't think we're going to have a problem. But, you know, I'm sure she'd let me know if a check was going to bounce or something. But in any case, I'm just not a big fan of numbers and mathematics. But I'll tell you, when I got involved in studying biblical mathematics, oh, wow, the light came on. This is exciting. This is fascinating. This is challenging. Because the Bible has numbers. Now, don't worry about algebra and calculus and algorithms and all of that fancy technical stuff. We're going to tell you about some numbers that have real meaning. And you know what? These are numbers that the mathematics professors at the top universities, Oxford, Harvard, Yale, Stanford, and so forth, they can't even understand. They have no spiritual discernment of true numbers. But you can. Now, Even if you say, I don't understand numbers at all. I don't know anything about that. I can barely add two and two. That's okay. You're going to enjoy our continuing series. In fact, I think today is the last of the series, probably, unless I get long-winded and we get caught up for next week. But we're going to have the last in our wonderful series, biblical series, Good Numbers and Bad Numbers According to God. And I think you're going to really enjoy this. Now, if you'd like to write us, if you feel led by the Holy Ghost to give us a love gift to continue on the air, wonderful. If you don't, well, that's okay. I forgive you. I love you anyway. Maybe you just simply have a prayer request. We'd love to pray for you, whether you ever give us a cent. We'll still pray for you. Now, how about that? There's not many things that are free in this world, but we'll pray for you without charge. We want to pray. That's an honor. It's a privilege for you and your needs. Now, we're going to do things a little bit different. We're going to go right into our sermon message for today. And if we have time at the end, we're going to have some beautiful music for you. But right now, the last segment, the last portion, as the Bible might call it, of Good Numbers and Bad Numbers according to God and His Scriptures.
And by the way, the new U.S. Mint that's making the new U.S. New money is located in Fort Worth, Texas, on the 33rd parallel. If you want some more biblical information on 666, you might want to go to Daniel chapter 3, verse 1. Talks about the great golden image Nebuchadnezzar told even the Jews there, you must worship the great golden image. This great statue, this idol, this false god, whose height, the Bible says in Daniel, was 60 cubits, and the breadth thereof 6 cubits. That equals, my friends, 66 by 6. Now listen to this, there's more. When people worshiped the image was when and they were forced to bow down to the image when they heard 6 musical instruments. 6. Let me read it to you in Daniel chapter 3, verse 15. 1 plus 5 equals 6. It says, now if ye be ready that at what time ye hear the sound of the cornet, flute, harp, sackbut, psaltery, and dulcimer, and all kinds of music, ye fall down and worship the image which I have made. They named exactly 6 instruments in verse 15 there, which is 1 plus 5. Equals 6. Interesting, isn't it? Did you know that Saddam Hussein of Iraq was condemned exactly 6 times by the United Nations? 6 condemnations. Did you know also that Saddam Hussein, modern Iraq, sits right there, that ancient Babylon is located in Iraq, the nation of Iraq today? I have in front of me a resolution from the United Nations, one of the 10 resolutions passed that talked about what the United Nations was going to do when Iraq had invaded Kuwait. That was back, of course, was it 1990? 9-0? 9 plus 0 equals 9, the number of the beast? I believe it was. But in any case, this resolution is numbered 666. United Nations Resolution 666 is one of the resolutions passed determining what the United Nations will do. Somebody wrote me recently from Baxter Springs, Kansas, and they said, dear Tex, if you ever visit Joplin, Missouri, you may want to drop in at Nomad Club 609. 609. Of course, you have the number 6 of the beast, the number 9, which is the concealed number of the beast, 666. You add the 6 plus 9 together and throw out the 0, and you get 15. 1 plus 5 equals 6. Club Nomad. Well, the devil's probably a nomad. He was kicked out of his home up in heaven, wasn't he? And now he's made to roam the earth as a nomad? They said it was very interesting. The waitress brought the menu, and it was white with black lettering. Well, that, you know, there's a lot of menus that are white with black lettering. But then it says, let me sketch what it looked like. And it just happens to be the sign of the yin yang. I won't go into the yin yang symbol, but if you don't know what it means, it's in martial arts, but well, there's the satanic S backwards or in reverse. And there's the black and the white mixed together. Well, that's what the devil does, doesn't he? Well, then I was reading recently, very interesting, some material that someone sent me from the Shasta College Lance newspaper, and it's entitled Mickey's Exclusive Hidden Club, Mickey Mouse. Well, not exactly Mickey Mouse, but Walt Disney, the Disney Corporation, has a very private club. It's called Club 33. Club 33. Wow. Well, I'm not going to tell you too much about it, but by the way, according to Disneyland's layout, the club's address, and by the way, you have to be a member. And the membership list, I understand, is years long. And it's mostly reserved for people who are also members of the Bohemian Club out of San Francisco, if that tells you anything. But the club's address is at 33 Royal Street. Club 33. Now, at first, this may shock you until you realize that, yes, Walt Disney, who I know put out many fine G-rated movies, but also Fantasia, an occult movie. And Walt Disney was, in fact, a 33rd degree Mason. Maybe now we understand why they now have Gay Day to honor homosexuals and lesbians at Disney World in Orlando, Florida. Yeah. Very interesting. Well, let's go over some more things. I've got so much here. Amazing. Did you know that it was in the year 1666? That's 1666. That the Black Death, the great outbreak of bubonic plague, afflicted the great city of London. Hundreds and hundreds of carcasses were piled up. Did you know, too, that it was in 1998? 98? I tell you what, you triple the number, triple which, 666, 3 times 666 equals 1998. It was then that they established, yes, the world powers, according to the 1998 Rome Statute, established an international criminal court. This international criminal court, the statute for it goes into effect 60 days after it is ratified by the 60th nation. The International Criminal Court will elect 18 judges who will serve 9-year terms. All of those numbers have definite occult significance, my good friends. Did you know that a great rebellion by the Jews occurred against the Romans in the year 66 AD? Jesus prophesied it. He said that every stone of the temple would be turned over. In 66 AD, this great revolutionary war by the Jews occurred. 66 AD. And then it was in 70 AD. Oh, that holy number 7. God finished things because the Roman general Titus, later to be a Caesar, destroyed Jerusalem. Just as Jesus prophesied. Not too many years ago, I was going down the road and I saw an old oil sign that said Phillips 66. Phillips 66. What does that mean? It was a gas station. Phillips Oil Company. He called the company Phillips 66. I didn't understand that. Then I read in February 1996 issue of the Scottish Rite Journal by the Masons. Found out that Frank Phillips, the founder of Phillips 66, was a 33rd degree Mason. It's interesting, isn't it?
Well, friends, that finishes up our series on good numbers and bad numbers. And I pray that you've received a blessing from this.
Johnny Ray Watson, an old friend of the ministry, he does the theme song, It's Beginning to Rain. I like that song. This is one, though, that I really like. The King is Coming. You know who the King is, and he's coming. And here's Johnny Ray.
Mm-hmm. marketplace is empty. No more traffic in the streets. All the builders to the site. No more time to harvest wheat. Busy housewife, cease your labor. In the courtrooms, no more debate. Work order has now suspended. As a king comes through the gate, happy faces line the hallways. Those lives have been redeemed. Broken homes he has mended. Those in prison, he set free. Little children and the aged, hand in hand, stand all aglow. Those in crippled, broken, ruined, clad in garments white as snow. Oh, the king. Trumpet sounding, and now his face I see. Oh, the king is coming. The king is coming. Praise God, he's coming for me. I can hear the chariots rumble, and I can see the marching throne and the flurry of God's trumpets spells the end of sin and wrong. Regal robes are now unfolding, heaven's grand stand now in place. Oh, heaven's choir assembled as they sing amazing grace. Oh, the king is coming. Oh, the king is coming. I just heard the trumpet sounding, and now his face I see.
We have a tune for you here. Beautiful Christian godly music, as always. Here are the Cathedral singing Somebody Touched Me.
Would you like to hear Danny sing Somebody Touch Me?
Many years he walked in darkness as he groped along.
Thank you. wasn't going to say anything because there's been a lot of talk tonight, and it's all been great. And I said, well, no. And the devil tried to tell me, said, you just get up there and sing. But I want to tell you something. I remember the day Jesus touched me. And I remember he changed my life completely. It was 2 o'clock in the morning, down on my knees in the backyard. The neighbors thought I had went slap crazy. Because I began to shout in the Lord and what he is doing in my life. And I thank God for that this evening. I know without a doubt that Jesus has touched me.
One day he touched that crippled man. We made him walk again. Heaven Master, he saw with pleasure that he had labored not in vain. The story of that crippled man, who was bound by sin, but since my Master came, oh, praise his name, thank God, I now can say,
somebody.
Well, I want to just praise God and thank Him in the time we have left for all His goodness, His grace, His love. And I pray that God will richly bless your life every day this week. And I hope you'll be with us next week. We're going to have a series called Revenge of the Pharisees. I believe you'll appreciate it. This is Tex Mars. Until next week, may God richly bless you.
If you're thirsty and dry, look to the sky. It's beginning to rain.
You've been listening to Pastor Tex Mars and Bible Home Church. Please join with us in worship next week as we continue to honor the remarkable Word of God.